Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at Flowery Branch, guys. We had a great conversation with Coach Ra. Also, Justin Simmons stopped by. You'll hear both of those conversations coming up here on the show. In less than 15 minutes, we're going to talk about that incredible win by our Atlanta Hawks last night in Boston. Nobody, and I mean nobody, gave the Hawks an opportunity to win this game, and rightfully so. No Trae Young. You talk about all the injuries, you know, whether it be Bogey or Dre, and everybody was just kind of like, well, this will be a blowout. Far from it, and a great effort by the Hawks. We'll definitely dive in, Mike. Yeah, Landry, good win.
Hey, man, just now beat the bad teams, you know, because everybody's pointing out that, well, DeJounte did the same thing last year. Okay, you brought that up. Carl brought that up earlier.
Down 30.
But it still doesn't diminish what these guys did last night and the circumstances and the fact that, you know, we're loving Dyson Daniels. Dyson Daniels is going to join us tomorrow. 3:20, guys, our first chance to talk to the man.
Good. I'm glad, mate.
All right, good for you, mate. It's the plunder from down under.
I'm glad.
Because he leads the league in steals and stuff.
He is, he's balling, man. He last night was big, and I thought his defense again on Tatum affected the game, but we'll get into it. Real quick, so I got a call yesterday. I said I had a bad day. I had a great day, don't get me wrong, but it could have been worse. Because I got a call in the afternoon from my wife, and she said, hey, you remember that pain I told you about that had been bothering me, like in my chest?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's still bothering me. And so I was like, okay. And then she's like, yeah, but I think I'm going to stay at work and just, you know, I think I'm going to work through it. I'm like, time out. You need to go to the doctor right now.
Don't play with that.
You need to go to the doctor right now. This has been a few days. It's been bothering you. Mike and I actually have been talking about this because you had some issues that you had been dealing with some chest pain. So I'm like, you need to leave right now. So she does. She gets to the emergency room, and you guys know, I mean, you're sitting around, you're waiting, but, you know, they come in and they ask you what your issue is, and many of you may or may not have been to an emergency room in a long time, but the fact is, like, her blood pressure was, like, 200 over.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, 200 over whatever, right? Like, 110, whatever it was. If you don't know about blood pressure, obviously, when you start getting into that, it's hypertension, it's, like, stage four. You need to be at a doctor's office immediately, right? So we're not sure why. But they start running all these tests. They did all these labs. So, Mike, she's there, like, a long time. I don't know if it was six hours or something. And my only beef is, you know, listen, it shouldn't take that long in America to be in an emergency room.
Oh, boy.
When you have that kind of situation and you're going, what's going on? Now, I get it. There are people coming in there. There's trauma, Mike. There's gunshots and all kind of stuff.
Right.
But she was there forever. And I'm like waiting. So last night, yes, I'm doing the Hawks game and I'm waiting. And I'm waiting to like, do I need to get out of here? Because what's going to happen? Are they going to, you know, put her in? Is she okay? Long story short, they ran all the tests. They did x-rays and all this. So we found out she's got like an enlarged heart, right? But we've been thinking that she has this breathing respiratory thing.
Okay.
And I told you about this during COVID, right?
Right.
And we were, you know, concerned because it was like, if she got it, it might take her down. And it may not be this. So she's got to go see a couple of different specialists now. And so last night, dude, I didn't get into like bed until almost like 2 o'clock because she was at the hospital trying to figure out, and they were running all these tests. And they, you know, so she's sending me pictures like, yeah, they got her hooked up to all the devices.
Oh, man.
Here's the moral of the story. Don't play with your health. If you have an issue, you feel like, oh, man, my chest is bothering me. Oh, it must have been lunch. Go. Do not wait. Because I feel like, Mike, if she didn't last night, I don't know what would have happened, but she's never had any issues.
Right.
And when you do your blood pressure not once, not twice, but three times, she's in the medical field.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Three different times, and it's 200, 190. Like, what's going on?
So regular supposed to be like under 120.
Correct.
And around 80. 120 over 80.
120 over 80 is a normal blood pressure. And so we were like, okay, but good news is she's fine.
Yeah,
they gave her a couple of meds, obviously. But, yeah, we got to figure out what's going on. But, man, that's the moral. Like, you have something going on, guys, go.
Yeah, man. And, there's, you know, it's funny. As a guy, and now I'm in my 50s, because I still, you know, you guys listen to the show forever, me and Carl. I still think of myself as like I'm 22.
Sure.
And I act like it.
Well, your body feels, sometimes your body feels young, right?
But now I'm getting into these old guys stuff. Yes, keep a baby aspirin once you get over 50. Keep one on you, man, because if you got a history of heart problems in your family, I'm just saying, man, I've learned that from doctors around over the years. But that's scary because you feel helpless because you got to do TV. You're kind of stuck.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Right.
And so, but it is good. So I wanted to share that story just to say, we joke around all the time, dog, my chest hurts.
Yeah.
You need to go to a doctor.
And also, and real quick, just while we're talking about this, we've mentioned this before. Carl's dad, my dad, super macho guys. And my dad had five heart attacks. And it was after his fifth that he finally got done in. It got to the point, and my dad used to joke on gallows humor, like the old Saturday Night Live skit, the Bears, when they're joking around like, oh, Todd's having another heart attack. Chris Farley's pounded his chest.
Yes.
What is it? That makes it a baker's dozen now. You know, I mean, my dad, I had to give my dad CPR at a Giants game. My brother, he was on his way to a Mets game. My dad just passed out behind the wheel. My kid brother's got to get the car off the highway. It's like, you know, dad, you know, what the hell, man? So you got to take care of yourself, because a lot of us were brought up that, you know, you don't call in sick. You know, you got to take care of yourself.
You got to take care of yourself. All right. Do that, guys. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. This just in. I don't think it's a big deal. Kirk Cousins on the injury report for the Falcons.
What?
As limited with a right shoulder and elbow.
Now, is that when Cam Jordan hit him?
Well, I don't know.
A couple guys hit him.
They did. Now, they're required to put this out. It's, you know, NFL rules, but we hadn't seen Kirk on the injury list or the report.
No, we had
at all.
Not. And again, and we talked about it with Raheem Morris. You're going to hear the replay of the interview coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. As he said, the game call, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Two of the times you had Caleb McGarry locking up. He got twisted with Bijan Robinson on the Cam Jordan sack. We've had that twice where one of the edge rushers got tied up with one of the guys that were helping to chip. And that resulted in, obviously, you know, Kirk Cousins. He hit the ground a lot on Sunday in New Orleans.
He did. We got to talk some dogs.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Oh, are the Dogs just another SEC team, or do they still have championship medal? We'll talk about it. Mike, let's hear from Kirby Smart, because he is trying to focus on the game at hand, and that is Tennessee. If you missed our interview with Rusty Manziel, Rusty says they have to put together a complete game. It's online at odyssey.com. Kirby was talking about, you know, it's harder on the road in the SEC than in the NFL. Listen to this.
It's harder in the SEC to play on the road at offensive line tackle and some of those positions that are timing positions and snap count positions than it is in the NFL until playoff. Because I coached in the NFL. Coach Saban coached in the NFL. We talked about it all the time. The games are not, they're corporate. They're not the same type noise in the regular season. You know,
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
in the playoff, they catch something like that. But it's a big advantage in terms of get off, and it basically highlights your run game. Because if you can run the ball on the road, you protect so many things from happening, bad things from happening.
He's right. He's absolutely right. And what he's saying is, again, these environments that, you know, we're just so used to, especially in the SEC,
right.
When you see guys jumping off sides or, you know, false start, there is – that's the crowd effect. And Georgia, by the way, fans – we need to have that effect on Saturday.
Some guys got in their bag when Kirby called them out, you know, for bringing some more heat. But, you know, Nico Iamaleava. I'm getting close. Nico Ia. Look, I've got the phonetic spelling. See, I got the phonetics and everything. I do Polynesians worse than West Durham does Polynesian names. Anyway, but yeah, as far as Nico, he's got the concussion protocol, yes. But we're still waiting to get clarity on that. One of their wide receivers is banged up. But, you know, I can't imagine, you know, him not playing in this one. And by the way, scenario, kind of a – let me tell you, is this a good or bad scenario? Georgia, of course, lost to Ole Miss. Ole Miss has two conference games left. Georgia plays their final conference game against Tennessee on Saturday.
Okay.
Ole Miss has Florida and then Miss State in the Egg Bowl. They finish with the same record. Ole Miss goes – if it comes down to, let's say, it's Texas, if and they beat A&M, Tennessee gets beat, yeah, potentially you could have Georgia being knocked out of the SEC championship and Ole Miss would go in to play Texas. But the good news is maybe it's not the worst thing, because if you get that third loss in the conference championship, maybe that keeps you out of the playoff. Mm. So kind of like how Alabama wasn't in the SEC championship but still found a way
to get in.
And Georgia's done the same. I'm just saying, to
That's
be a two-loss team, presumably you don't lose to Georgia Tech and you don't lose to UMass, you know, you're not hopefully – and Tech, that's no cakewalk. We've discussed that. But the argument being, Carl, let somebody else trip up in the SEC championship and then maybe you are hosting a playoff game at Stanford Stadium.
That's way to think about it. Now, look, Kirby's not going into any of these games. He wants to win out. But to your point, maybe that is how you're thinking about this.
Because Tennessee, you'd be tied with Tennessee, yep. But you'd have the tiebreaker over them by virtue of a win on Saturday.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, are the Dogs, Mike, just another SEC team right now?
There's a lot of guys that are all the same. You know, Texas showed you their vulnerabilities against a good defense when they lost to Georgia. The Aggies showed you can run on them, what South Carolina did. Tennessee, I thought, you know, we talked about it. Nico's kind of like, you know, been a roller coaster getting back into it. I don't think they're, you know, they're not finesse. They're more physical. I think it's wide open. Georgia is basically, to me, they're right in that line with all those teams. All those teams have shown warts this year.
I do think they're being viewed as that because of the two losses, but I don't still think they are that. I think winning championships, playing for championships, being a contender year in and year out in the SEC puts you a level above. Georgia, we said this, guys, has become the standard. For all the conversation about Texas earlier in the year, I said this to you. They hadn't experienced this.
Right.
Georgia still has that on their side. The problem is they just haven't played like
it. And don't write off Alabama. They're going to go into Oklahoma. They're talking about, like, Venable's on the hot seat now in Oklahoma. He just fired, you know, he's firing assistant coaches.
Well, the AD just came out and said, we have the right coach. He wants to settle that down.
The dreaded vote of confidence.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Alabama wraps up with Mercer, Oklahoma, and then Auburn. And so Alabama still could, you know, could find a way to be in there. We'll see.
The reason why you should be excited about the Atlanta Hawks, and it's not what you think it is, we're going to tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
White fires it down low to Brown. Brown turns, shoots, gets it partially blocked, and the game's over. And the Atlanta Hawks, shorthanded as they are, they've come into Boston, and they have stunned the Celtics, and they win the first game of the tournament, the Emirates Cup tournament. The Hawks have won. They stunned the Celtics and their crowd. Final, Hawks 117, Celtics 116. Can you believe it, folks?
Defensive.
No, I'm still not believing it, because nobody thought we had a chance going into Beantown last night. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the deal, guys. Not only do the Hawks win, you got to remember all of the injuries and the guys they are without.
Right.
And Mike said it, whether it was Keaton Wallace or anybody else that played well last night and got their opportunity, Gary Matthews, you got production from all over the place. But I got to tell you guys something. There's a reason you should be excited about your Atlanta Hawks. And the two reasons are Dyson Daniels and Jalen Johnson. 21 years old, 22 years old. If you talk about building,
right,
that is why you should be excited. Last night, 46 points between them. They had 17 assists between them. They had 16 rebounds between them, 9 steals, a majority of those coming from Dyson Daniels. But that's what they did in a win at Boston, 21 and 22. Right. We can talk about all this other stuff, but, Mike, you might have two building blocks right now that you say, okay, what's going to happen with Trey? Not sure. How do they deal with some of the stuff that's coming down the road? But these two guys have already proven what their what their value is.
We wasted 2 years of Trey's prime. It is what it is with DeJounte. But now these are things you feel good about. You know, we already knew what we had with Jalen Johnson. You talked about Dyson Daniels is a good fit. We always thought he was just one-dimensional and defensively oriented. But, man, 28 points, that was money. And, again, an off night for Reese Oshay. The whole team couldn't hit a three-point shot other than Larry Nance Jr. But getting back to the youth movement, Carl, that's great.
It
Build
is.
On that. You know, now, as we said, don't lose to the Wizards. If you're going to pull one of these upsets, and they did this last year, now we're 5-7. Beat the teams you're, you know, air quotes, supposed to beat. But this is something to hang your hat on. Exciting. And look, one thing about Quinn, I think, granted, his hand is kind of forced, but all the young guys are getting minutes, which is something you've always wanted to see as a Hawks fan, and never seems to happen. So I love that Reese Oshay got 25 last night in a big playoff atmosphere, because that's what it was with, you know, with the in season cup.
It really was. Let's hear Coach Quinn Snyder talk about Dyson Daniels and how he played last night.
Defensively, he's been doing that, and he was more aggressive offensively tonight, particularly driving the ball. And, you know, with his length, he's able to finish in there, and it's thought he played with a lot of poise.
He did. And I said this, you know, on the air last night, Mike, and this is not an overreaction. I hadn't seen a guy get this many hands on balls.
Hey, now.
Since Gary Payton.
Right.
Like tips, fingers. Steals, like his hands are all over the place. And I'm like, how is he even getting his hand in there? He is amazing at that. And right now, you're talking about three games. These are the last three games. 6 steals, 7 steals, 6 steals. Who does that?
Nobody. And that's what we said. I mean, he's got more steals than half the NBA right now, man. This guy is just, he's been a great fit. You know, as far as what we're trying to do in the half court. And last night, I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, Boston, maybe they took us for granted. They saw no Trey, and they saw, okay, we're going to mail it in. Well, they've done that before. That's a them problem. But hopefully we build on it. And I'm just, dude, I'm loving this Dyson Daniels trade. And to be honest with you, with DeJounte banged up for the Pelicans, it's advantage Hawks.
It is.
I'll say it for the second time in 3 weeks. Nice job, Hawks front office.
Yeah. And to be quite frank with you, he's a better defensive player than DeJounte Murray.
Hands down.
We've already seen it.
Yeah.
This is what we thought we were getting with DJ. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's Dukes and Bell.
There's a lot of bait and switch on that trade.
Yeah.
What we thought we were getting.
Now, DJ, don't get me wrong. We said this. He's a really good player. But that defensive thing that we thought we were getting, this is – you are literally telling Dyson every night, you got him. Last night he's guarding Tatum, guys, and he did a hell of a job on Jason Tatum. Let's hear Quinn Snyder talk about the threes and hitting the threes. And, Mike, you mentioned Larry Nance Jr. Incredible night for him. Here's Quinn.
Our three bigs, Clint and Larry and Onyeka, were terrific, all three of them. And that's a, you know, that's a heck of an effort by them to play against a team like this, too, that has the versatility and that they do.
Yeah, I just think you don't go away from that when you're talking about, you know, are we going to shoot threes? The reason why that was such a big deal last night, the Celtics shoot more threes than anybody in the NBA. They average about 51 threes a game. That's more than Golden State. Anybody you might think about, OKC. So you had to shoot threes to even stay in the game because they're just going to put up numbers,
right?
A volume. And you saw Nance hit them. You saw JJ hit them. Dyson Daniels hit him. So that was big last night, and that's why Quinn was talking about that. They will play on Friday against the Wizards. We'll see. You said it. Now you got to come back, build on it.
The inbounds, whatever the hell that violation was at the end of the game, because
brutal.
It was – you tell your producers, get a replay. I guess they didn't have a camera angle last
Nobody
night.
Nobody did.
Because it was by the scorer's table, so there was kind of a congested area. From the angles, you couldn't get anything definitively. I thought Boston bum-rushed the inbounds. That's what it looked like to me. Like you didn't give the guy a space. You know, you got to give him at least – you can't go over the, you know, the out-of-bounds line, right? I mean, so anyway, either way – that did not come back to bite us because Missoula couldn't come up with something in that timeout. They had the ball, they advanced it, and they got a crap shot off. But still, what a great effort, great atmosphere. Speaking of great atmosphere, just real quick while we're talking hoops, how about the return of one of the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson, to Golden State last night in San Francisco?
That was incredible.
Everybody wearing the captain's hats because he used to take the boat to the game and love to be boating around the bay. That's why everybody was wearing those Captain and Tennille hats last night.
It was fun.
But he got off, you know, it was funny. We talked about it earlier with Coach. You saw Steph Curry miss, does an air ball early, and then, boy, did he get hot. Kind of reminded you of the end of the Olympics in the gold medal game. Just Steph took it over at the end last night.
I think he had the last 10 points for Golden State, and they were not easy shots, guys. I mean, like, he was coming off – it's Steph. I mean, he's coming off screens, big guys in his face, and he's just throwing it up, and you're like, that's not going to go. Nothing but net. And you're like, did he just hit that? It was a great game between the Mavs and Golden State. But, yeah, listen – you don't think Clay would love to still be playing with his guys? Of course.
Right.
But that's the business part of it, man. And he gets, you know, traded and they move on. But those guys still love him. Everybody embraced him. And you're right, Mike. When you win four chips with a team like that and you had the run they had,
right,
you're always going to be seen as a Golden State Warrior and part of the best shooting backcourt in the history of the NBA.
So that was kind of a cool electric atmosphere last night in San Francisco. And, again, this is – I'll argue with Steve Kuhnin about it. I mean, do you need to have a tournament inside the
season? NBA Cup.
I mean,
Come on, Mike.
The end of the day, yeah, because the ratings have been down. The ratings, like, they're getting good numbers. And LeBron going to Vegas and winning it with the Lakers last year pumped some life into it. Emirates is the title sponsor, not when they're in Atlanta, of course, because of Delta. But, okay, I mean
– NBA Cup.
Yeah, I mean, look, do you need – do you need to have a tournament within the season to promote your season? I'm still lukewarm on this idea, but if the Hawks can find a way to advance in this thing, hey, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Something to hang your hat on.
Well, and the Celtics, by the way, are in our group.
Right. Groups just like doing the World Cup or
yes,
any kind of tournament, right?
Yeah, and so that was a win last night that could help us catapult to potentially get out of our group play. I just, I have no idea as far as how far the Hawks may go, but I do know this, the intensity in some of these games, like in these group games, it is picked up. There's no debating. Guys know what the deal is. While we're talking hoops real quick, Mike's got Guy Talk coming up. We're live at Flowery Branch. Do want to mention, and we'll tell you all the injuries, and there are some concerning ones when it comes to our Falcons up here at Flowery Branch. So stay tuned for that as part of our Falcon Report. Big shout out to Kentucky. Go Cats. Last night they beat Duke down at State Farm Arena, Mike. Early in the season, college basketball, that felt like a Final Four game.
Yeah, man. And again, we'll mention some of that when we get into Guy Talk, because the guy who's supposed to be the man kind of had like a oop moment at the end, but he's only a freshman.
He's a freshman. He's
right,
young.
Right on.
Hey, man, we got plenty more to dive into. What did Raheem Morris tell us about Young Weku? You want to hear it. But before we get to that, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
How can you sleep at night, like that TV commercial goes, for that mattress? How can you burglarize the home of the greatest quarterback your team's ever had? We'll dive into that next in Guy Talk.
Yeah, boy!
Dukes and Bell, live from the Ticketmaster Studios here at Falcons headquarters. Here, Coach Ra, and I got to tell you, the injury list is like a laundry list, so stay tuned for that. You got a lot of laundry. But anyway, we'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. Last night, some cool vibes down at State Farm Arena, and good for the city of Atlanta to have the four classic programs with Michigan State, Kansas, Duke, and Kentucky doing their thing. The star of the show, everybody wants to see Cooper Flagg, who everybody's projecting to be the next big thing. And looked good. I mean, did have a turnover at the end of the game, but you can see the skills. I thought it was pretty interesting, man. 26 points. It was pretty, you know, it's okay. I get the hype. What I could understand is their young team. Another example, Carl, of the wussification of America.
Uh-oh.
The thing I kept bringing up on the broadcast, because I rewound as I was watching the Hawks. I watched it this morning. Is all the Duke players cramping up. You're 18 and 19, and you're cramping up.
These kids aren't in shape. They're not in shape.
What the hell, man? I know it's warmer here in Atlanta, but it's still we're in. You know, it's November. I was like, what the hell, man? But apparently, yeah, Shire was talking about the cramping issues they got to get with the pro. He literally talked about it in his press conference, and it's a problem because some of his dudes could get on the floor, which is kind of weird. Also, weird not seeing Kentucky with John Calipari on the sideline.
Yeah, but they love Coach Pope. He's done a really good job embracing Big Blue Nation, and more importantly, you see last night, it's not going to be fall off. Like,
right,
they went in the portal. They got what they needed. The recruiting is not going to be what people thought. I mean, Cal could always recruit. Kentucky, Mike, that to me felt like a preview of a potential Final Four game last night.
I mean, Duke is, I think, preseason doesn't really mean as much, but Kentucky, I think, is at number 19, and Duke was number 6 going into it last night. But, yeah, and maybe, no disrespect to Cal, maybe a little more half-court stuff, maybe more, you know, more
Pope can get
stuff,
it done, man. He did a really good job at BYU, and, you know, when they hired him at Kentucky, they called, not Cal, they called Rick Pitino.
Oh, wow, okay.
And Rick Pitino was the guy that suggested they call Mark Pope. because he played for him on his national championship
team. Right.
So I think the synergy and the connection there is going to be great. And for college basketball, listen, we need all these blue bloods to be good. And you know, Shire's got a good team. Flag, man, listen, I'll say this. At the Olympics, when these guys were working out, there was like a two-week, three-week period before the Olympics started.
In Vegas, yeah.
He was killing the NBA guys, killing them. And that's coming from the NBA guys. That wasn't somebody reporting that. So, Mike, he's got all the skills.
And now, again, if you were down there last night, I heard it was a really cool vibe. Good job down there at State Farm. We didn't get to this yesterday because I was angry about it. I'm still angry about it. Snicker doesn't even get consideration for National League Manager of the Year. Carlos Mendoza with the Mets. Understand the Mets did go from no expectations to amazing run. Pat Murphy with the Brewers, who continued the Brewers' tradition of getting beat in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mike Schilt. That dude from the Padres, it just kind of frustrates me because, yeah, all those guys did a hell of a job. Nobody had to overcome the level of injuries and pitching staff issues than our Snicker had to deal with the Braves. Fair or unfair? I mean, to me, it's just all these guys, you make a case, but nobody had the kind of – nobody was dealing with journeymen and guys picked up the waiver wire every night the way that our skipper had to deal with that team and get him in the playoffs.
Did you say bums?
Bums.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you knew the way the season was going that he probably would not be in consideration, considering like we weren't winning the way we should have.
Right.
But I'm with you. Like, who overcame more adversity this season?
And isn't that generally what should be rewarded?
I hope.
As opposed to, you know, I get the Mets and the media, you know, and they were certainly a team with no expectations, and he did a hell of a job. Hey, man, this one is wild. Now, we've seen this in Los Angeles when Lakers or Dodgers players are out of town. People burglarize their homes. Well, Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey had a burglary go down, and Mahomes said he was really disappointed. Just after midnight, this went down on October 6th. It's just now making the news. It's frustrating, he said, during a press conference on Wednesday, because I guess the KC media finally got wind of it, something that you don't want to have happen to yourself. He said he couldn't discuss the details as the police investigation is ongoing, which my spidey sense, son of a cop, leads me to believe that it may be an inside job. Maybe somebody who's working for Mahomes perhaps tips somebody off?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. That's my spidey sense tells me that, I mean, again, maybe it could be somebody, could be the gardener, could be the pool man.
Yeah.
But somebody somehow somewhere got access for somebody to get it. His house is insane, as you would imagine Patrick Mahomes' house to look like, but not as ostentatious as what Brady went with. As far as McMansions go, that's pretty nice.
No, I mean,
horseshoe around the pool,
yeah,
three levels. You know,
I just feel like there's always people out there, you know, scheming, Mike, and
right.
These superstars unfortunately have to be very careful. And the crazy thing is, it's one thing to get one guy. They also got Kelsey's house?
$20,000 in cash. You got to have a safe, homeboy.
Yeah.
I mean, a floor safe like Joe Pesci had in Casino. Yeah. You should take care of all your guys. Anyway, his back door was damaged. Burglary at Kelsey's home occurred at 7:33 p.m., just as the star was, of course, starting for Central Time, the Chiefs at Arrowhead on Monday Night Football.
Sure, yeah.
Isn't that brutal?
It is. It is brutal simply because you would think – they would have respect. But listen, we are talking about criminals here, Mike.
Right.
Come on.
I guess now if you are a guy who is a rock star and people know you're at work, you're going to have somebody with a gat, you know, out front in a car, or certainly have more security. I guess that's part of the world we're living in these days.
Who is he, Scarface?
Yeah, man. Okay.
I mean, really, you're like people in the yard with
gats.
Yeah,
you got to go get the big one, man. Say hello to my little friend. You're going to rob Mahomes? I don't think so. Hey, man, here's another reason to hate Ohio State in the Big Ten. They've got some words, language, I should say, in their contract with Fox Sports. They can opt out of any night game this year down the stretch. So Fox, I mean, the noon games, Penn State felt like they screwed them out of their whiteout vibe, which is a night at Happy Valley.
They did.
But in the case of Michigan and Ohio State, apparently they've got language in their contract where they can opt out of a night game if they ever get scheduled in one.
I don't like that.
Right? That's what I said.
I don't like that.
Yeah, the opt-out can include Friday night, Saturday, noon games. So basically, they can change anything they don't like.
Yeah, they're dictating the terms of when their team is
It's
on.
Always been that way in the conference, but that's further proof, basically, for those guys who don't follow the drift. Hey, man, the Braves, we talked about the potential TV package, and maybe, you know, you're going to be streaming it or going a la carte with your Braves. They're opening up a new family space outside of Truist Park. Saw this on Channel 2 this morning. The Braves are working with Children's Healthcare.
Okay.
And at Love Atlanta Park, it's called Children's Healthcare. Healthcare of Atlanta Park is going to be built outside the stadium's left field plaza. Hope and Will Sandlot, it's going to be in the stadium. It'd been the primary area, you know, up top where the kids can play and run around. So over behind the left field flagpole. So now they're going to have their own little thing. There's a workup on Channel 2's website about it. 30,000 square feet of space for more stuff for the kids. You know, rock climbing tower, all the stuff. You know, granted, when I was a kid, you sit down, you shut up, you eat your popcorn. But, you know, kids obviously you don't have the attention span, so you got to take
them. What are you talking about? You were drinking a beer at 6.
Hey, my old man said, hey, this will warm you up.
I mean, come on.
That's the thing. It was just
you had a bourbon at 10.
It was
stop
just
it.
Stale beer. No, the first liquor I had was the Army Navy game in Philadelphia at JFK Stadium. Mm. My dad had the binocular flask.
12? How old were you?
I was 10. It
See?
Was Southern Comfort.
Told you.
It was Southern Comfort. No, my old man goes, are you cold? This will warm you up.
And you had your bourbon.
The binocular, Chris, one of the eyepieces would unscrew. And it was a flask. I'm sure they still sell them online. On
Those
eBay.
Were cool, though, back in the day.
But the old man had that. I was like,
because people used to take binoculars to games. Right. I don't know if people still do that.
I mean, only old farts do that now. But, yeah, I mean, in that you have a giant television. Back then,
that's
if
right.
you missed the play, you missed the play.
You missed it.
And that's right. Back in the day, it was nice. You needed a tetanus shot to go to that stadium with a nail sticking out of the wooden bleachers. Nah! Hey, there's your guy talk brought to you by Dukes of Bell. Hey, man, get it while you can.
What did Raheem Morris tell Mike and I about Younghoe Koo? Wait until you hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Take it to the limit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.